Okay, today's daf is Meiser Sheni Daf Lamed, Daf 30. 30th daf here. And we are on Chaf Tesma Beis, four lines from the bottom. Rebbe Yaakov Droma. Just one ha'ara from yesterday. We've been talking about Tumah D'Araisa, Tumah D'Rabbanan, maybe that's the chilek between Av and Vlad HaTumah. That was the machlokas yesterday's daf between Bar Kapara and Rebbe Yochanan, whether Vlad and Av in the Mishnah means what it normally means, and Av Rishon Sheni. What does it mean? Daraisa Darabanan. Gemara analyzed Bar Kapara Shita, which meant Av is Daraisa and Vlad is Darabanan. Whenever we have a Chilak Daraisa Darabanan, the Rishonim already start, but the Achronim really expanded it in terms of what the power of the Rabanan are, and the way that many Achronim, not all, but what many Achronim say is that the Rabanan do not have the power to change realities. Right, what's called an isurei a status of a chefza, meaning it's talking about isurim, but also in terms of tumah. Tumah are realities too, halachic realities. The Torah can say something is tame inherently, impure. This is inherently tame, and the status when something is transferred from a mitame to a nitma, so then there's this status change. But the Rabbanan, it's much harder, because the Rabbanan are going to create a status. Many say that the Rabbanan could more tell you what to do and what not to do, what's called Isurei Gavra. So even by Tumah, you could ask the question by Isurim, Isurei Chefsa and Isurei Gavra. You could also ask it by Tumah. When the Rabbanan say something is Tame, they're telling you to treat it as Tame. So again, as we've been talking about the Meiser Sheni, it's not really Tamei. And that's why there are certain limitations that you might treat it as Tor. Remember, like Beis Shammai says, if it's brought in, even if it's Tamei D'Rabbanan, but we still view it as a Tor D'Araisa, because D'Rabbanan only affect normative practice and your behavior, but Lav Dafka, that they could affect their realities. Again, that's reflected in a Meshech Chachma. This power of the Rabbanan limited to telling you what to do and what not to do, but not changing realities. And he, the Meshech Chachma himself, connects it to a Nesivus, which explains a Rambam that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Meshech Chachma is in Parsha Shoftim. Again, we've quoted these numerous times, but again, it's always good to chazer every couple of weeks or months. The Meshech Chachma in Lo Sasur deals with the question of the Ramban on the Rambam. How is it that the Rambam includes Derabanans in Lo Sasur? If I don't listen to a Din Derabanan, I violate the Isser D'Araisa of Lo Sasur. How could that be possible if we have a principle of Savi Derabanan Lakula, Savi Derabanan Lachumra? If every Derabanan is really a D'Araisa, then there shouldn't be any Chilukim between Derabanans and D'Araisas. And there are many Chilukim between Derabanans and D'Araisas throughout Halacha. That's the Meshech Chachma in Parsha Shoftim, Perek Yuzayin, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Ra'isi Lavar Bazeh Das HaRambam Bishar HaShav. I want to be Mevara the Rambam. Da al kol davar midivre chachamim hu over belo sasur. On every derabanan, you violate lo sasur. And the Rambam also says this in the beginning of Hilchos Mamrim. Vaharamban herich ba'otzem pilpulo lidcho zemi rayos rabos. And the Ramban, with many rayas, used his great mind and genius to be docha. Atzmo misafur. You can't even count. V'klali hasagaso. And if I could summarize in one line, the Ramban's hasagas, d'imkein hayaroi lahapa b'sveika. Right? If it's true that every drabanan is a daraisa, so then safek drabanan should be lachumra. Ubet bitol drabanan mepnei daraisa. V'yasi drabanan mevado daraisa b'taroves. V'herech limod b'inyanim elu v'chidish b'em shita acheres. And that's why he has a different shita. V'yanochi ofer v'efer tachas raglov, says the Meshech Chachma, nothing to the Ramban, Omer, but still, ki l'shikol daiti ha'emes k'divrei Rambam. But the Rambam's right. What could I say? The Meshech Chachma doesn't say this every time the Rambam says something. Sometimes the Meshech Chachma will leave it as a Sorachian. Remember, that's if you learn the Hagdama of the Yamshel Shlomo to Baba Kama, the Marshal writes there all about the Rambam and the Bali HaTosfos, and he's very upset at the Migdal Oz. The Migdal Oz is one of the Mefarshim on the bottom of the Rambam, and he says the Migdal Oz defends the Rambam. But he always defends the Rambam. 100% of the time he defends the Rambam. He says the Marshal, how could the Rambam be right 100% of the time? You want to say most of the time, but sometimes you'll have to say Tosfos is right. He says, how can he be right 100% of the time? You can't trust the Migdal Oz, says the Yamshel Shlomo, because he just does it always. So here the Meshech Chachma though says, you know, I think the Rambam is right. V'yayikir hu zeh. And then he says, what's the pshat? Ki ha-Torah ratzta, the Torah wanted. Asher milvad inyanim ha-nitzchiyim ha-kayamim la'ad. Besides the ultimate eternal truth that the Torah has, yischadesh inyanim siyagim ba'azharos. Over time there'll be new laws, v'chumros, asher yuzmaniyim, that will be temporary. Hainu, sheyia biyana chachamim lahosif al pigdarim hanimsar lahem. The Rabbanim have the power to add on laws based on the rules that were given to them. Shebofanim elu nitan lahem rishus. And they have power to and have authority. V'miyamod bezden acher gadol b'chachmu v'minyan u'beheskim klal yisrael kviya gadarim sheyish bazen. If a later bezden gets up and wants to change something, harishus biyadim levatel, they can be levatel in earlier. But there are laws that are temporary. L'ma'an and l'ma'an shalo yimsa ish echad lemar ani haro'eh v'einenu kafuf l'chachmi yisrael. And since we don't want anybody to get up and say, what do you mean? The rabbis are going to say something? I listen to the Torah. I don't listen dafka to the Rabbanon. Nitna Torah gather lo sasur. The Torah says, no, you have to listen to the Rabbanon. They have this power. Shem lo kin, yeah, Torah misur, yeah, kalachad. Because then if not, the Torah will be given to all. V'yasu agudos agudos. And there'll be groups and groups. V'yisparit hakesher haklali. If everybody can do whatever they want, and they're not of meshubin to listen to how the Rabbanon interprets, then the Torah will splinter. Mashem misnagei l'rason Hashem, shia am echad l'shmo chachamim. The Torah Hashem wants us to listen to the Rabbanon. V'im lo yishmo v'im lo sasur. So if we don't listen to the Rabbanon, so then we're violating. But the mitzvah is, and here's the key line, v'im kein, ha mitzvah dafka l'shmo ha-mashayomru. The mitzvah is to listen, to what they're saying, aval ha'inyan ba'atzmo she'omru v'chidshu, but the content itself, afshar deinam eskabalo ratzon abore. It's possible that it's not mekubal on ratzon Hashem. Im yamod bezan acher gadol yivaru to'usam, they'll change it. That's what Rav Cooperman in the footnote, he says, kan yisod shitas rabenu, mitzvahs derabanan einan ba'alus erech atzmi, ki im etzem ha'mitzvah l'shmo, l'mashacharam omrim. Right, it's to listen to them, not dafka what they said, and we find many times that Chazal are mevatel earlier psak. Rabbi Huda allowed, said there's no problem with oil of an akum. And Prizbal Shmuel says, if it was up to me, avatzline. And there are many others. And then he gives so he says, v'rasa dafka shenishma b'kolam, avalo b'prati advarim. And then he gives the fascinating example, listening to Rabbanan is like the halacha of listening to a melech. Morid b'malchus, if I rebel against the kings, that's like that's nisidaraisa. What do you mean? Is it so? What the king says and the laws that has inherent value like Torah? No, the point is to listen to the king and the authority of the king. So to the Rabbanan, the point is to listen. And therefore he continues and relates this and says, this halacha applies only by vad edidin derabanan. So this is how he answers the Rambam. If I violated the derabanan, I also violated the daraisa. But the second that it's suffik, if it's a suffik derabanan, so then it's okay. You can be mekel. It's built in. Kahai gavna lo tiknu. When it's a suffik daraisa, it's a suffik about these molecules being ushered to me that have to be machmir. But the rabanan, it's not called a violation. It's not called a rebellion if I don't listen when it's only a suffik. And he says, and this is similar to the Nesivis of Choshe Mishpat and Simin Reish Lama Dalet. That's what the Nesivis is commenting on the Rambam. That's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, that if somebody buys food from their neighbor and they ate it and it ended up not being kosher, so does he get his money back? Does the eater, the buyer, get their money back? So the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, are machalik between whether it was an Asad Daraisa food or Asad Rabbanan food. Asad Daraisa food, you get your money back, total mekatos. Asad Rabbanan food, you don't. And the Nesivis even says, because you don't even need to do tshuva and kapara for that. What do you mean? You violated Asad Rabbanan. The answer is, but you did not listen, right? The point of buying is a daraisa, okay, you did, it was timtum aleif, but by derabanans, it's very different. It's just not listening to them, and therefore that is different. So again, this is just one example, the Meshech Chachma, the Nesivis of derabanans affecting normative practice, the comparison of the Meshech Chachma to Morid B'Malchus, but daraisas obviously are about inherent realities. So that also applies not only to Isurim, but also to Tumah. So that's what we've been talking about on the last daf, on Daf Chavtes, the Chilukim according to Bar Kapara. So now we're up to Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov Dromia, Rabbi Yaakov from the south, from the Darom. Right, most of the players, most of the action in Yerushalmi, we mention often in the beginning of our learning together, Rabbi Yochanan was the chief rabbi of, he lived in Tveria, and Tveria and Tzipori, those were all the, a lot of the action. So Darom, south is a lot of Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, Be'er Sheva, for sure, that's all the south. We know famous, probably those famous rabbis of the Darom, right, that's in Yavamas. That's in Yavamas, Rabbi Akiva. Right, after Rabbi Akiva lost his 24,000 Talmidim, the Gemara there says, on Daf Samach Beis, and the world was Shamaim, Ad Sheba Rabbi Akiva Eitzel Rabo Seinu Shebidarom. Right, same Lashon. Until he came to the rabbis in the south, and Vishana Lahem, and taught them, and those, of course, were Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shemai Achai, Rabbi Lazar ben Shamua, Veheim Heim Heimidu Torah, Osa Shah. They were the ones that got the Torah back, that revived all of Torah Shebaal Peh. So that's the Darom. So here Rabbi Yaakov from the Darom, boy, Kumi Rabbi Yossi, he said the following in front of Rabbi Yossi. So this is going back on the top of the Amud here, the Gemara was trying to explain Beis Shammai Shita. According to Beis Shammai, why is it, right, according to Bar Kapara, within Bar Kapara, that the Chilik is Daraisa Darabanan, Avatum is Daraisa, and Vladatum is Darabanan. But one second, according to Beis Shammai, why does it make a difference? Everything can be eaten and redeemed inside, except if it was Nitma from an Avatum outside. But if it's an Avatum, what difference should it make? If it became Nitma for the Avatum outside, and then it comes in, then you bring it out and redeem it. So if it became Nitma from an Avatum while it's inside, you should also bring it out. Why then does it stay in? So the Gemara tries to be Michalik and say, oh, maybe it's because there's a chash drabanan that if it wasn't tame when it came in, then people are going to think, oh, they're not going to realize the difference, and they're going to think, oh, you're taking it out, so I guess even Maaser Sheni, that's totally Torah, could be taken out. And that's not true. So that's why where it goes there, that if it became Tamei inside, it stays there. So the Gemara says, so why don't you have the same type of Xeira? Well, it stays there in what? And you redeem it, you redeem this Tamei Maaser Sheni fruit, and you can eat it there. So you, why aren't we worried that people are going to say, oh, you're allowed to redeem Maaser Sheni even if it's Tahar? Right, so why are we only worried about the Yitziah and not, we're not worried about the Pidyon? So that's what we're up to now. Rabbi Yaakov drome by Kumi Rabbi Yossi Nitma Chutzli Rishalayim Benichnas Lo Yitzei. If it's Nitma out of Rishalayim and it comes in, then it does not go out. Shelo Yomrim Ra'inu Ma'aser Sheni Nichnas Lirushalayim VeYotzei. Right, that was the what Beis Shammai says. If it was Nitva outside Benichnas. It shouldn't be Yotzei. It shouldn't be Yotzei, right? He holds that if it was Nitba outside, it is. But it should be Yotzei. So what's the difference? So what's the difference? The answer is, kol Yotzei liyotzei vein kol Yotzei lapadui. There's, when you take something out, that's much more of a Maisa than just being podes something. So we're nervous that if your Beis Shammai is nervous, that if something was tar when it came in, and then you're going to take it out after if it becomes tamei, that's going to make a, that's going to have an impression. That's going to have people going to notice that. But if you're podes it while it's inside, that's not going to have as much of a kol, and therefore, that's the reason for the chilek. Again, Beis Shammai Shita of it, even though they're both daraisa, but if it became tamei from an avatuma bachutz, so then it's taken out and redeemed, and if it became avatuma bifnim, then it stays where it is. Why? Gzeira derabanan. Gzeira derabanan. Why aren't you don't have a gzeira by padli too? So the difference, there's a call for yotzei, there's a call for derabanan. We're so connected to, and they understood society. And they understood what people think, and the chashos of and when to be nervous and when not to be nervous. And that's what we learned from this this call. Right? There's always a shema yomru. Rabbanan were very nervous about the shema yomru in terms of leading to other problems and behaviors. The Rabbanan were on the pulse of the people, and we see that they did it. But sometimes, you know, sometimes we see that they had to reevaluate. Remember, we're speaking about Shemen, but remember, Babali Tosfos already say that the difference between Bishol Akum and Pas Akum. The Rabbanan were goes there on Pas Akum, but people couldn't handle it, right? Because bread is a staple of society. And again, as long as you know the food is kosher, the ingredients are kosher, so then there's no Issa Daraisa. So Pas Akum became a Chumra, because it was a Gzeira She'ina Tzibur Yecholim La'amod Bo. This is an example. The Rabbanan maybe tried something, but they saw it wasn't holding. Okay, we continue. Reb Chiya bar Ada ba'a kumi Rebbe Mana. Reb Chiya bar Ada had the following question in front of Rebbe Mana within Beis Hillel. Rabbi Hillel said, if the only you bring everything out, except if it was nitma bivlada tuma bifnim. You bring everything out to redeem. Again, if you have Maaser Shini that became Tameh, you bring it out and then redeem it there. Except if it was Nitma Bevlada Tumah, and again, according to the Bar Kapar, that means Durabanan, Bevlada Tumah Bifnim. What about this case? Nitma Bevlada Tumah Ufdayo. What happened? It became Tameh. You have Maaser Shini fruit that became Tameh with a Vlada Tumah, Durabanan. So what do? You redeem it. And then what happened? That same fruit became Tameh Daraisa. V'chazev Nitma Be'ava Tumah. The question is asked, the Pnei Yeshua, Pnei Moshe here explains, do you have to be poda it again? Right? Why? Why? Because people might not realize, people might think, they'll nitba bivlada tuma is taken outside. Because it wasn't redeemed again. So that you're taking it out, but would you need another pidyon? Again, the fruit themselves don't have kedusha anymore. Right, it was nitba bevlada tuma. You switched the kedusha to money. The Gemara is suggesting that maybe you should have to redeem it again. Look at Rav Chaim Kanievsky. My mi amrinan kivan shekvar pida o mitchila padu. It's nifta. Then this fruit you can do whatever you want with. Take it out. O dilma or kivan the mitchila lo hayala tuma ela midrabanan. Since originally it was only tuma midrabanan, as we know, Bar Kapara interprets ein ze pidyon borur. This isn't a classic full fledged pidyon. Vahashta the nitma dvar Torah tzorach lachsev elafdoso. Maybe you have to be poded again to make it a serious, real pidyon. Right. So then, so do you have to do it? Do you have to do it again? So the Gemara answers, or Rav Chiya Bar Ada continues talking in front of Rav Yehuda and says, "Yeah, I think so. I think you have to." No, Mar, but he makes a chilak. Im hayamos rishonos kayamos. If you have the first money, the money that now has Maaser Sheni status. You have the money that wants to do it. And this whole thing is a chumrah now. It's a chumrah that people will, don't think, nimba bada tumah goes out. So because it's a chumrah, so if the first money that you were poda is still, used to be poda is still there, and you didn't buy food with the money. You have the money with kedushas maaser sheni, so then use it again. Just do it again. Mechal alein, you can use the same money. V'imla, but if it's not, ain't a mechal alein, and if it's not around, so then you have to get new, you can't be mechal on it because it's not there. Let's say you bought fruit, you brought food with it, and now that fruit has the Maaser Sheni Kedusha. So the money's not there. So you cannot be Bechalel, so you have to get other money to be Bechalel. Right, look at the Pnei Moshe. Klomar, Tzorach Lachzer V'Leftoso. You have to be Chozer V'Podit. You have to do it again. Tzorach Lachzer V'Leftoso. But because this is a Chumra, let's say I took that money that I did the second Pidyon on, which is not really Kedusha's Maaser Sheni. Right, again, this fruit, what happened? You have fruit that became Tamei Midrabanan. So you are poda it. And now that fruit is chulin. And then that chulin fruit became Tamei Midaraisa. So we're making the person be poda. It's not really Maaser Sheni anymore. Onto new money. So let's say you take that new money and use it to buy fruit outside of Yerushalayim. And you eat it outside of Yerushalayim. You're not going to get Malchus for that. Ve'ein lokin. Skip the next five words. Al hama'os hashnios. You're not going to get Malchus again if you take that money that really doesn't have Kedushas Maaser Sheni on it, but you just did a Lechumra and you buy fruit outside of Yerushalayim, you eat it there, you're not going to get Malchus for that because that's a Chumra. The whole thing is a Chumra. It doesn't really have the Kedusha, and therefore, yes, you have to do it, says Rabbi Chiya Bar Ada, because you don't want people to think that something Nitma Bevlada Tumah goes out. So you want to make sure that people know there's an Av HaTumah here and you're reported after the Av HaTumah. Period. Rabbi Yona boy, af lilakuach kain. That's the Gruz Girsa. Three times it says lokeach here. He changes it to lakuach. Af lilakuach kain. What does this mean? We've been talking about Maaser Sheni that became tamei in Yerushalayim. How did it become tamei? Which level of tuma in and out of Yerushalayim? So do all these halachas apply? If you're not, we're not talking about the Maaser Sheni actual fruit, but we're talking about. Let's say you had Maaser Sheni fruit somewhere outside of Yerushalayim, you changed it onto money, you brought that money up, and you bought fruit with a lakuach from Maaser Sheni, which is what you're supposed to do. What happened? Do all these halachas of becoming Tamei, Beishamai, Beisilal, is it the same halachas regarding not only Maaser Sheni fruit, but money that was bought with Maaser Sheni money? Af lilakuach kein? Do we say the same things apply? And let's say if it became Tameh and you poda it, the same limitations, or do you say it's one drop down, one level down? So Amar Rabbi Mana, Rabbi Mana says it should have the same halacha. It should have the same halacha. And with the parallels between Maaser Sheni, actual fruit that you have in Yerushalayim, and Maaser Sheni fruit that were not originally Maaser Sheni, but you bought with Maaser Sheni money. So Rabbi Yimana says, Mechitza tofeses vilakuach tofes. Mechitza tofeses, meaning if you have brought the Maaser Sheni in, so it's tofes, and something bought is tofes, right? It has Kedusha's Maaser Sheni now. So Kshem Shneimer b'mechitzasa, kach neimer b'lakuach. So we say it is the same, it would have the same halacha, the same discussions that we've had over the past daf. Would be true not only with Maaser Sheni actual fruit, but stuff that you bought with Maaser Sheni money. Okay, there's more there, but we'll leave that for now. The following Mishnah also relates to what we were just talking about bought with Maaser Sheni fruit. The rest of the daf here is a Mishnah, a couple of Mishnahs in a row. Halakuach bekesef Maaser Shenitma. So we know there's an Isser. If I have fruit of Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim, I can't take it out of Yerushalayim. Right, that's the halacha. If it's Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim, it stays there. What if it became Tameh? So then I'm allowed to take it out. because now it's I can't eat it anyway. So I'm allowed to take it out if it becomes Tameh. What about fruit that was bought with Maaser Sheni money that became Tameh? So could that also be taken out? So you would say, of course. And that's what the Rabbanan say in our Mishnah, as we'll see. The Rabbanan say that's what we hold. So the Rambam, we'll get to the Rambam in a minute, but let's read the Mishnah first. Haluka b'katsa Maaser Sheni shenitma yipada. If something is bought with Maaser Sheni money, and now you have fruit in Yerushalayim, that is, or tame, that were bought with Maaser Sheni money, yipada, it could be redeemed like regular Maaser Sheni. Like regular Maaser Sheni fruit. If it became tame, it could be redeemed. And then that fruit is eaten betumah, and the money has kedusha. And then you buy other fruit betahara. So too, lakuach bekesa Maaser Sheni. Surprising, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yikaver. Rabbi Yehuda says no, has to be buried. Has to be buried. And the Rambam, of course, paskins like the Rabbanan, as we would have expected. Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph. Peros anokachos bekesa Maaser Sheni einon niftin berichukmat. Oh, actually, we'll get to that. Let's wait with that. The Rambam is the halacha base. So let's wait with the Rambam. First, let's read the Mishnah. So says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Say Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbanan who say that it can be redeemed. Say Rabbi Yehuda. How could something bought with Maaser Sheni money be more chomer than the Maaser Sheni itself? Amlo Rabbi Yehuda, ma im Maaser Sheni atzmo, shenitma, hari zenifta. If Maaser Sheni itself, that became tamei, you could be poda it, halakuch, because of Maaser Shenitma, eno din shi yipada. If it was bought with Maaser Sheni money, and it became tamei, of course, and there's a beautiful lashon of the Tosefta, the Rashi Leo here quotes the Tosefta, amru lo, tachmir betfela yoser min ha'ikr, the tabel can be more chamer than the ikr, and therefore, how can you say that? How can you Rabbi Yehuda say you? You have to. It can't be redeemed. It has to be buried. And Rabbi Yehuda says back, not true. I'll show you. I'll bring you a halacha that there's a chumrah by lakuach because of Maaser Sheni more than Maaser Sheni itself. Why? Says Rabbi Yehuda. Amar lahen lo amartem Maaser Sheni atzmo shkenu nifte betar barichak makom. If you have Maaser Sheni fruit, you're allowed to redeem it onto money. If you have Maaser Sheni fruit, you can change it out to money, bring that up to Yerushalayim. But what happens if you weren't supposed to do this? What if you have Maaser Sheni, you did that. You have Maaser Sheni fruit, you put onto money, and then you bought fruit outside of Yerushalayim with the Maaser Sheni money. You know what the halacha is? You have to bring that to Yerushalayim. You can't redeem that. So what do you see from there? Actual Maaser Sheni fruit, you can put onto money. But fruit bought with Maaser Sheni money, you can't redeem and bring to Yerushalayim. You have to bring that to Yerushalayim. So that's what he says. Look, review this says, you see this, a chumrah by lakuach. Tomru b'lakuach b'kesef ma'aser, she'eno nifteh b'tar b'richuk makom. Right, if you have fruit, food, that was bought with ma'aser sheni money outside of Yerushalayim, you cannot redeem it. Review this says, he'll have a makar. We'll see in the Gemara, he'll have a makar based on the pasuk. But you see from here is he knocks out the kavachomer of the Rabbanan. Don't say it's a kavachomer that ma'aser sheni has to be more chomer than bought with Maaser Sheni money. No, maybe not. I have this chumrah of bought with Maaser Sheni more than Maaser Sheni itself. There's no answer. The Rabbanan, now the Mishnah goes on to another topic. So there's no answer given. So the discussion in the Rishonim, whether this halacha the Rabbanan agree with. If you look at Rabbi Kiv Eger, the Gilyon HaShas Psachim Lamed Ches. The Gen Hashas quotes this Mishnah and says, the fact that the Rabbanan don't answer Rabbi Yehuda, they must agree. And maybe they agree even on a Daraisa level. Meaning, the Isser to be Podeh Lakuach Bekesa Maaser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim. Right? What happens? I have Maaser Sheni fruit, and I switch the Kedusha on to money outside of Yerushalayim. And now I bought food. I bought an animal outside of Yerushalayim. Is that in this? Now I'm not going to make that back onto money. Is that in the Daraisa? Is that a Darabanan? The Daraisa, the Rabanan. So the Gilyon HaShas, based on Tosfos there, Tosfos tries to bring a makar. The Gilyon HaShas says, you know that the Rabanan agree to that iser because they don't answer. Umidaheshiv came the Rabanan muchacha the Rabanan modelo bazet. That's the Gilyon HaShas. Psachim Lamelches. So it's not clear. Daraisa sounds like it's Daraisa. Tosfos sounds like maybe it's Darabanan, but that's the halacha. And the Rambam, we paskin this way. Right, the Rambam says in Perek Zayin Alach Aleph of Hilchos Maaser Sheni, Peiros Hanokachas Bekasa Maaser Sheni, you have fruit that were bought, Einon Niftin Berichag Makom. You cannot change that back onto money. You weren't supposed to do that. It's like a knas, right? If it's Rabbanan. But if the Berichag Makom, Ella Imke Nitzmu Ba'avatuma. Unless it became Tame seriously. Ella Ya'alu Hein Atzman V'ye Achlu B'Yerushalayim. Right, they have to be brought up themselves. Zechomer belakuach bekesav meiser mipiras meiser atzman. Right, the Rambam says that the Rabbanan agree to this halacha, but they still don't think that knocks out the kal vachomer. He still meiser sheni is still should be more chomer than something that's a derivative of meiser sheni. Kesa food that was lakuach bekesav meiser sheni is still a derivative. It happens to be this halacha is the opposite direction. If it was only named Bavlana Tuma, it can be redeemed and in Yerushalayim. So that's the Rambam in Perek Zion. So this is the conversation between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. It's interesting if you look on the Mishnayos. One of the first on the Mishnayos here, the Mishnah Rishona. The Mishnah Rishona talks about the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says that you have to bury it. To bury it. Again, what are we talking about? You have what was bought with Kesem Maaser Sheni that became Tameh. I have fruit in Yerushalayim that became Tameh. So the Rabbanan say, okay, be podit. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Only real Maaser Sheni can be Nifta. But if it was bought with Kesem Maaser Sheni, it cannot be Nifta. So there's a big discussion in the Mishnah Rishona here. It says, V'im Tomar, for Rabbi Yehuda Sfira Leviharik based to Kiddushin, Maaser Sheni Mamon Hedyot. What's Rabbi Yehuda talking about? He owes Maaser Sheni's Mamon Hedyot. Ella shechayev laochlo biyushalayim v'zein aroy lachila amaylo shor lemochro. Why he says it's mamon hedyot? Why wouldn't he be able to sell it? Right? Delo shayech lameimar bichdi lo paka kedusha the mamon hedyot. Who? So he's very bothered. So he says, well, what are you supposed to do with it? Lo chazi l'shum adam aser b'achila ulesichanami lo chazi, and you can't be machel leklavim. And he says you can't yikaver lo yisrafenu. You can't burn it. He says, if you burn it, that's destroying it from the world. You know how to do the Maaser Sheni, even if you say it's Mamon Hedyot. And even though it says in the end of Tamura, or Choshe, sometimes by Kfura, that somebody might find it, but you can't do that here. Because if there's a reason, they have to treat it with semi-kedusha, even if it's Mamon Hedyot, still, the Mishnah Rishona says, here you don't have that option, and therefore he says, Yikaver, so he works hard to figure out the Svara for Behuda. Okay, Viter, next. Next section of Mishnah, the next couple of halachas talking about a deer. Tzvi, assuming a tzvi is a deer. Tzvi, shalakacho bekesa meiser v'ameis. Right, we learned before, meiser sheni, you could buy animals that are roy to be a carbon, or you could buy a chaya. Tzvi is a chaya, it's an animal for just eating purposes, not carbon. So tzvi, shalakacho bekesa meiser v'ameis. What happens? You bought a deer, it bought a tzvi in order to eat, and then it died before you were able to eat it. Yikaver al yedei oro. The Mishnah says you have to bury it. To bury it. Why? Because what are you supposed to do with it? You can't eat it. It died. It's a nevela. Right? A nevela. Remember, the definition of nevela is it died without shechita. We've quoted in the past. I don't have time to review it now. The Reb Chayim's Bar Mitzvah Pshetel. Reb Soloveitchik says that Reb Moshe told him that his father, Reb Chayim, was mechadesh the relationship between nevela and trefa for his Bar Mitzvah, and the Beis Halevi was very excited. When he heard that, he said, the pasuk in Mishlei, Ben Chacham Yismach Av. Ready, the Beis Halevi quoted that when Reb Chaim came up with his big chiddush about Nevela and Trefa, the relationship, that Trefa is also a limitation of the heter shechita. It's not just there was a perfect shechita, but you're not allowed to eat it for a separate problem of Trefa, but there's Trefa is connected, whether the Trefa Nevela or Mitzdarif, and otherwise. So, what happens here, if you have a, so you can't eat it, you have this deer that died, that had Maaser Sheni Kedusha, so you can't eat it, you can't be poed to it, why? The Rav Chaim Kanievsky here says, because Maaser Sheni is compared to Kachim, and for Kachim to be Nifta, it has to be stood up and evaluated. Ha'amada v'ha'aracha. and that you can't do. The animal's dead. Mishum da'asu l'maiser k'kachi bedek abayis shetzrichin amad v'aracha, says Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Pirishin aniftin elachayin. Right? It can't be, right? Needs amad v'aracha. And he also adds, Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, and even though it said before, that you're allowed, that if you buy a animal, basar taiva, the or, the skin, the hide, is not maiser sheni, it's chulin, that's only if you eat it. If you eat the animal, then the or goes the chulin. But here, it's all tafel to the animal, to the basar, it's all considered one, and if you have to bury the whole thing. Bury the whole thing. So it's tzvi, so you have a tzvi that you bought maiser sheni money and it died, you have to bury it. Rabbi Shimon Omer Yipadir, Rabbi Shimon says, no, you can redeem it. Why? Machlokas mafarshim on the page. Chaim Kadievsky says, Rabbi Shimon holds, you don't need amad varacha. No need a mother of aracha. Rav the Mara Folda says maybe he holds you're allowed to be poda lachilon leklavim. You're allowed to be poda kachim. Lekacho chayu shchato v'nitma. What happens if you bought it while it was alive? You bought it and then you shechted it. It didn't die. You shechted it and then it became tamei v'nitma yipade. So for that yipade. Here the Tanakama agrees. You don't have to bury it. You be poda. Why? Because once you shechted it, it's like fruit. It becomes like fruit and therefore it doesn't need hamada. And if it becomes tameh, you can be podit. Rabbi Yossi Omri Kaver, Rabbi Yossi says, no, even here, it's an animal, you always need hamad v'aracha, and here you don't have it. Lekacho shachar v'nitma, but if you bought it shechted already, v'nitma, harihu lo kaperos. Then everybody, even Rabbi Yossi would agree. You bought it shechted, you never had it as an animal. You always had it as food, so then one is allowed to be, everybody would agree that you can be podit there. Hamashiel kan kan lemaiser sheni. We'll start this now, and then we'll have to continue. But Hashem, hamashiel kan lemaiser sheni. If you, let's say somebody has maiser sheni wine, and he asks you, "Can I borrow your bakbuk, your bottle?" So yeah, if you give your bottle, your barrel for maiser sheni, afal pisha gufan lo kana maiser. It was already maiser sheni before you put it in the bottle, in the barrel. So you can't see the barrel is tufel to the maiser sheni. So once you put it in, that barrel doesn't have any maiser sheni status. I mean, if you're poda, if you try to be machala the maiser sheni onto some on money, you don't have to take the value of the barrel because the barrel is not tufel, right? The maiser sheni existed before it was put into the barrel. But zalaf latochan stam. But if you pour tevel into a barrel and then you called it Meister Shani, so right when it became Meister Shani, it was in the barrel already. So the Nacho Lo Gafan, before you sealed it up and made it one nice container, Lo Kana Meister. Then the barrel does not have Meister status, but Misha Gafan Kana Meister. Once you closed it up, then it has Meister status, and therefore, if you're going to be Podit, you have to be Podit, including the value of the barrel, and you have to bring it up to Yerushalayim. V'chulu, we'll have to talk more about this, Be'ez Hashem, next time.